We'll go through the whole process, but in my opinion, the hardest part of this is the labour certification and preparation up to the labour certification. If you can get through the labour certification, you're pretty good unless they run out of visas. That is the hardest part. We've represented some clients for many years, and we will file two separate labour certifications because they're in different counties, but the exact same labour certification, and we will get notices of deficiency, completely different, asking for completely different things on the exact same statement of a need. It's just very unpredictable. I have had some where they've gone through slam dunk, no notice of deficiency, and the exact same thing filed just in a different county is the only difference. And we will get like a 9-page notice of deficiency saying every single thing essentially on that labour certification is deficient. So again, horrible visa, unpredictable, and explain that to your client. In theory, again, you should submit these labour certifications 75 to 90 days before your time of need, but in reality, the Department of Labour lets you know, they dictate the times. So for an April 1st start date, there's a window that opens up with the Department of Labour, and you can only file those labour certifications from midnight on December the 31st, so yay you who want great New Year's Eve plans, through the 3rd or the 5th, I think it was, of this year, January. So you have a window to file it. And then for the second half of the fiscal year, which starts in October, the window to file the labour certification this year was July 1st through July the 3rd. Before you can file the temporary labour certification, you have to get a prevailing wage from the Department of Labour. And as many of you know, that there's delays there as well in obtaining prevailing wages. So at a minimum, you should get that 30 to 60 days before you should file it before, 30 to 60 days minimum before you actually file your labour. So labour certification will divide you in Group E, but that doesn't mean that you should tell your client Group E or whatever the last category is, because you may not get a notice of deficiency, but somebody in Group A could. Also, if they issue additional visas during the fiscal year, if you've got an approved labour certification, you can then file it then. Also, you should add time on for state registration with a state workforce agency. You've got to, and we'll talk about it in a moment, also file a job order. In some states, it's very simple. It's an email where you just tell them what you want. In other states, you have to file it online, and they have preset fields you have to fill in. In others, you have to fax or email in an application form. So it's important to get familiar with what the requirements are of that state workforce agency. Also, make sure that your client is registered to do business in the state that they want workers. That sounds kind of obvious, but it's really not. You can have a client who, let's say, is a staffing company located in Texas, and they're now submitting workers to golf courses in Florida. They need to be registered in Florida to do business. Otherwise, they won't be the state workforce agency in Florida won't give them a job order. We briefly talked about timeframes. The certifying officer can waive timeframes for filing H-2B applications for temporary employment certification. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I've never seen them in my practice waive the time period. Even when we've had workers for hurricanes in Texas, floods, and we need additional workers, they haven't, at least in my practice, they've never granted it to me. Maybe you'd have better luck, but they didn't seek additional construction workers needed after the recent hurricane and floods in Houston, so I don't know what. They say it's an act of God or something that is not something you can't predict. If a hurricane and floods are not acts of God, I'm not really sure what is. So they can wave it in theory, but I've never seen it. I've put in here the sites to the regulations where you can see exactly what they require to expedite. I typically don't have much praise for the Department of Labor and the sites, but I must say in filing an H-2B temporary labor cert 20 CFR 655, and I've put a link to the USCIS website on H-2Bs, are extremely helpful. And just like Ramon said, he looks at Dan Assar before he files a national interest waiver. I look at these two sites before I file a labor cert and always find something pretty unique to the case that I'm filing at the time. So those two sites are your friend and are definitely very helpful.